is to stand up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Mayor Eric Adams. When you have a platform as the mayor of New York City and you address the federal government, you have to be careful about what comes out of your mouth. It shouldn't be spontaneous. It should be planned. It also should be a situation where, you know, get some good advice from people who have dealt with immigration issues in New York City for probably a quarter of a century. Mr. Adams, in the Ukraine where there is a war, when people from Africa went to the Polish border, they were sent back to the Ukraine to fight the war. Yeah. They didn't want these Africans to leave the Ukraine. They thought they should go fight a war. When the Haitian community, our brothers and sisters from Haiti, came to the Mexican border, President KKK Biden sent those Haitians back to Haiti, a country in turmoil, not only economically, but politically. He put them on planes, sent them back to Haiti. KKK Biden, he also did what? Continued with Title 42. As it expires again in May. Meaning, he does not want to deal with the immigrant crisis at the Mexican border. That crisis at the Mexican border, where immigrants are concerned, is a product of KKK, Russian, Trump, and Biden with their political rationale to what happens in Central America, South America, all over Latin America. That is why all those countries are moving to the left as opposed to the right. And why should they go right when right doesn't care about brown people? And that right that is white, we talk about those people, is both Democrats and Republicans. I cannot understand for the life of me why black and brown people and Asian people don't start their own political party in America so that we could get proper representation. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. African Americans were disenfranchised by a racist immigration policy from the ending of slavery, favoring Western Europeans. over everyone else. Government, president after president in U.S. history has always demonized immigrants, whether they black, they brown, or they Asian. America believes that its sovereignty, part of their sovereignty, is keeping America white. They do not care if you are not white. And Eric Adams, I don't know if you skip the immigration, well, history of America, whether it be slavery, whether it be the racist immigration policies of the U.S. government. I don't know if you skip social studies, that's what they call it, or history of a world or whatever. But as a black man in America, African-American, well, first to begin, you're not African-American, you're black. That's how these white people see you. You see, they don't distinguish black from America, black from the Caribbean, black from Africa. How you doing, Africa? Yeah. Africa is our homeland. So, you are black. Jamaicans black. Haitians black. Yeah. You want to address the issues of inequities? Talk about that issue. And all of our representatives from New York State, New York City, they shouldn't even have to tell Biden, send money to New York City, please. What is wrong with KKK Biden? Because he's, from a race point of view, he's just like KKK Trump. So when he declared to be, oh, I want to be the president for the next election, no man, no wonder so many people say, boy, like, could you take a back seat? Could you, please? What's that senator from New Jersey? Booker? That's his name? Book? The senator from New Jersey. I love that black man. Yeah. Cory Booker. Yeah. He should be the president of the United States of America. A wonderful black man, intelligent black man, who seemed to understand civil rights issues as it really supposed to be understood, which include the issue of immigration. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The last time that any sort of immigration amnesty was passed was under KKK Ronald Reagan. That was in 1982. How many years ago was that? That's what, 41 years? Shikes. 1982, 1 plus 2 is 3, the other is 3, yeah? 41 years ago, a Republican. So, what does that mean? It means that, you know, there's time now that the centerpiece for any presidential run should be comprehensive immigration reform. Comprehensive immigration reform is good for the U.S. economy. Comprehensive immigration reform is good in terms of diluting the white vote in this country that seem to be bent out of shape on oppressing people of color. These are the changes that we need. This is the leadership that we need. And a major part of it is comprehensive immigration reform. Also, how about the policies towards the Caribbean, Africa, yeah, Latin America? It seems like America wants to relocate to Western Europe. But America cannot physically relocate to Western Europe geographically, politically, economically. You should be working with the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America on trade issues. So comprehensive immigration reform, who's going to rise to the occasion? Somebody please run against Joe Biden. KKK Joe Biden. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. We need comprehensive immigration reform. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed. Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figueroa & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Find the help you need to represent yourself in New York courts. When there is no will, when a person dies without leaving a last will and testament, it is said that they died intestate. When a person died intestate, that person's property is distributed according to the law. In New York, the law is found in Estate Powers Trust Laws, Section 4, 1.1. Who gets what depends on who the living relatives are and their relationship to the descendant, the person who died. The family members who are entitled to a share of the descendant's estate when there is no will are called distributees. In the simplest terms, if the descendant has a spouse, that is, husband or wife, and no children, the spouse inherits everything. If the descendant has children but no spouse, then children inherit everything. If the descendant has spouse and children, the spouse inherits the first $50,000 plus half of the balance. The children inherit everything else. If the descendant has parents but no spouse and no children, the parents inherit everything. Now, if the descendant has siblings, that is, brothers or sisters, but no spouse, children, or parents, then the siblings inherit everything. It must be noted that if a child dies before the descendant and had grandchildren of their own, then the descendant would have grandchildren. Those grandchildren would step into the descendant's child's place and inherit in the place of the child. About descendants' children. For children to inherit from their parents, New York State requires that there is a legal parent-child relationship. In most cases, this is not an issue, but it's not always clear. Take for consideration, adopted children will inherit just like a biological child. Foster children and stepchildren will not inherit unless they were legally adopted. Children born after the descendant dies will inherit. Children born outside of marriage, also called non-marital child, will inherit from a male descendant. If paternity, that is established, grandchildren will inherit only if their parent, the descendant's child, dies before the descendant died. If the descendant has no family at all, then the property will go to the New York State. The question, who can file an estate proceeding? If there is a will, then the executor named in the will files for probate or a small estate in the surrogate's court in the county where the descendant had their primary residence. If there is no will, then there is a rule for who can file for administration or a small estate. In general, the closest distributee can file for administration or small estate. What does this mean? This means that the descendant's husband or wife has a prior right over the descendant's children to file. But if the descendant didn't have a living husband or wife, then the descendant's children have equal rights to each other. If the relative with the prior right does not want to administer the estate, then they can sign a renunciation and waiver. In the same way, if relatives have equal rights, that is, such as a descendant's son and daughter, in an administration proceeding, then the descendant's children sign waivers. This does not mean that they are giving up their share of the descendant's estates.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us.
That's www.askthelawyer.us.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Matrimonial issues, divorces, uncontested, contested divorces. We live in a society where marriage is not what it used to be. You know, and you ever look in the mirror and you say, why this lady fall in love with me, boy? Or, you know, why did this guy fall in love with me? Well, chances are, if you live in New York City or one of the major cities, the fact that you're a U.S. citizen, that person may fall in love with you. Well, not in you, but, you know, they need a green card. I've seen men fall in love, women fall in love, only to realize that the person get married to them to get a green card. And when this happens, obviously it's heartbreaking. You feel humiliated. What can you do? And to make matters worse, it's so stupid you didn't do a prenup or postnup agreement. So whether she or he love you, if you have assets to protect, it is a good idea to get a prenup agreement. And if you're already married, run to the office and get a postnup agreement. Yes. That money that you're working for, that you save, that you invest in your home, you have a nice little home back in Jamaica, back in Trinidad, back in Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent the Grenadines, that you want to retire to, would you like somebody to come and just take half of what you have because you're so stupid, you didn't do no wills, trust, estate, and succession planning? People have come to the office and they just get married and they want to go on a man deed. And I'm thinking, is this guy on crack? He wants to put this woman on his deed, making her what? Joint tenants by the entirety, where if he dies, she gets it. And if she dies, he keeps it. But if you got a divorce, you didn't have to give her anything or him anything because it's separate property. But by putting that person's name on the deed, you made a gift of equity to them. So you are violating different laws when you don't consult with an attorney. The laws regarding equitable distribution and the laws regarding wills, trust, and estate planning. Now, you might be sitting at home and saying, boy, this Mr. Figueroa, he has knowledge, he has experience. I need to get to his office quickly. And I'm saying to you, ma'am, sir, you're right. Don't procrastinate because you're going to lose your assets. Give us a call. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So if you're suspicious, he or she disappearing, you know where they're gone, they might have still, you know, they may still have somebody they love back home, and they want to bring that person here after they finish with you. These are the issues as immigrants, unique issues that we face. I mean, please, you understand what I'm saying? The reason why you took so long to get a spouse may be because you're not a nice person, I don't know. You're not the best looker, I don't know. But regardless, you should be protecting your life's work. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Get your prenup, your postnup, do some wills, trust, estate planning, matrimonial, understand matrimonial law even before you get married. So I know everybody might go counseling with the pastor, but how about the lawyer? Understand your rights. Again, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Peace.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855-768-8845.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Oh, the boogeyman is here. Wall Street is adjusting their pension plans, the 401k plans, in a way, by law, that you could have annuities. What does that mean? Let's say you get a return on your investment of 6% on your annuity. Instead of you taking out this big lump sum on your 401k plan, like, you know, traditionally most Americans do, why not get guaranteed income in annuity? Obviously, you're being more conservative, so your return on investment is going to be lower. Is that good? Well, with the war in Ukraine, with all those billionaires committing crimes, going to prison, millionaires, multimillionaires committing crimes, going to prison. And when I say going to prison, I'm talking about very few. The little few examples that we get when filthy rich people don't pay for their crimes against us, the people, the ones working hard. And some people think, you know, small businesses is like a big business, and obviously that's not. Small businesses is like a glorified worker making a little more money and sacrificing in terms of their time to make a higher income. But America has evolved with corporate franchises and billionaires, multi-billionaires, multi-millionaires. They go to China, they go to India, they go to anywhere that they could get cheap labor, and they don't want to pay American workers a fair wage. That's why in the Trans-Pacific plan that President Barack Obama was pushing, economic plan more for the Pacific countries on the Pacific side, not the Atlantic side of the ocean, Pacific Ocean, there were clauses in the agreements that, you know, basically workers have to be protected. And when you have a treaty, America with other countries, especially on trade, you want to know that that treaty country, they make higher wages also. So obviously what these billionaires do, billionaires created by, you know, China, Elon Musk, he wouldn't be where he is if it wasn't for China. Apple wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for China. And you keep could going on and on and on. So basically countries like France and other countries want to, what, increase the age for retirement because we work like dogs, but we still need to work like bigger dogs because we have to pay for everything. So no wonder these billionaires want to build a spaceship that could go to Mars or the moon and build a colony there so that if the Earth is destroyed by their pollution, i.e. climate changes, you know, they hope they could stay there a decade or two and come back to Earth and enslave us again. Or maybe they would have had a proxy here on Earth when they're on the moon, making sure that we work very hard. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And as immigrants compared to the U.S. from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, you have to understand, yeah, that having a business is a good idea. Our small business solutions designed with our chambers, the New American, the African American, and the Hispanic American is designed to empower entrepreneurs from other countries and those in the United States of America. We need to work together. The Germans have had their chamber in this country for a very long time, hundreds of years, 100 years, the French, the Swedes, whatever, but the South African American Chamber, no. How about the Ghana Chamber? No. How about the Caribbean Chambers? No. We are now like little infants blossoming. And what our Caribbean countries need to do, whether it be Jamaica, TNT, Barbados, you need to work with these chambers in New York City, in America, that call themselves by these Caribbean names, because business-to-business matchmaking with businesses in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, with your own sister or child chambers in the U.S. is a great idea. And with the advent of, you know, one of the issues with COVID was virtual workers. Imagine virtual workers in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America working with those businesses in America founded by Caribbean, Hispanic, African nationals. Hey, we have the resources. Africa is full of raw materials, gold, silver, diamond. Hey, all the various minerals. It is time that when we get together, it's good to have a nice little reggae party, a little soca party, a little whatever, a little rap and R&B, whatever. But the entertainment industry, while it has served us well, but not served us well enough, we need to articulate the other skills that we have intellectually and industrially. All the carpenters, plumbers, and what have you, skilled workers in the Caribbean, they're still there and they could make a lot of money in America. Or when you're here, what about putting your resources together? We met with a representative of the Department of Transportation recently. They said to us, look, we need Caribbean businesses, construction businesses to work with us. We have contracts. There are RFPs, requests for proposals, waiting for your proposal to do business with the Department of Transportation. There are other various businesses in New York City that obviously could work with New York City, which has a $100 billion business. Yeah, $100 billion in contracts every year. So please, my brothers and sisters, if you own a business, or you want to start a business, you know, talk to me. Give us a call about our small business solutions. We will put you on the path also for getting contracts with the city, state, or feds. It requires what we call minority certification, but that's just a process. A process that doesn't take too long, doesn't cost much, but could put your business in a good position. We also work with people who could give you project management for your projects, because most times that's where we have issues or bonding issues. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So you business people in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, why not have a presence here? Partner with sister businesses here so that you will do like what German businesses do when they come to America. They work with the Germans, the Swedes. They come here, they work with the Swedes, the English, the Briton, you know. They work with the Brits. And the Down Under, Australia, they do the same. And that's what we have to do with our African, Hispanic brothers, Caribbean brothers throughout the diaspora. So you want to make money in America? You don't even have to wait for your green card. Yes, you could start a business in America without a green card, and it is legal. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, set up an appointment, a consult at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. And something exciting is happening. We're having our games tournament. You black gamers out there, we're coming for you. Because not only should you be playing the game, but you should be making money from your skills. Whether it's Fortnite, Call to Duty. I normally just play the racing games, you know. I'm not as good as my sons. Hey. So black gamers out there, we're going to be working with you soon. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions? We got answers. Give us a call.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Do you need to do a lead transfer? Figueroa and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Attend our 5-week leadership training for faith-based leaders and team. Our experience is that less than 2% of faith-based organizations are prepared for first-time visitors. If thousands of people in your community don't go to a faith-based organization but need to, why doesn't God send them to your organization? Is it that you aren't prepared for a first-time visitor? Take advantage of this empowering 5-week webinar series, giving guidance on being the best faith-based leader you could be. Register at executivefaithbasedleader.eventbrite.com.
On Tuesday, a parking garage in Lower Manhattan's financial district collapsed, causing the death of one employee and injuring 5 others. The collapse occurred approximately 9 months before New York City's first deadline for examining hazardous conditions in structures. The fire department's chief of operations, James Esposito, reported that firefighters had to halt their rescue operation due to concerns about the building's structural stability. Until last year, the city's parking garages were exempt from periodic inspections required for most other buildings. Despite the ongoing dismantling of the damaged structure, the cause of the collapse is still unknown, and an investigation has been launched by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin L. Bragg. Demolition crews were also unable to recover the body of the person killed in the collapse until late Wednesday. Mayor Eric Adams stated in a news conference that the city is closely examining the incident and will take necessary measures to prevent similar incidents in the future. According to Joseph J. Esposito, Deputy Commissioner for Enforcement in the Buildings Department, there were nearly 50 vehicles on the roof of the garage when it collapsed.
Hello, my name is Deandra Archibald, and I am an attorney. I work in the field of workers' compensation, and I would like to educate you today regarding what to do if you are injured on the job. So, if you are injured on the job, in an accident setting, which means you're on the job working in your ordinary course of the day and you slip and fall. Or if you're on a construction site and a beam falls on you, or, you know, you stub your toe. It can be any kind of accident, even commuting to work. There are special instances where commuting to work, if you're injured commuting to work, you can also file a workers' compensation claim. But if you have an accident on the job, a lot of people, you know, are not familiar with workers' compensation and don't know where to start. The first thing to do is to notify your employer. You have 30 days to give notice to your employer. But of course, the sooner the better. Trust me, I work with the employers also, and they will controvert, which means deny. They will deny the claim and jump to do so if you did not notify your employer within the first 7 days. Even though the law gives you 30 days, you have to notify your employer right away because it just looks bad if you have an injury and then you wait 30 days to tell your employer about the injury. The second thing to do is to get treatment. After you notify your employer right away, make sure you seek medical treatment. Urgent care is often the best place to start if you get injured that day and you do not feel like going to a hospital. Then just take yourself to urgent care. If the injury is very serious, have your employer call emergency services and take you to the hospital. If it is not, and you can take yourself to urgent care, do so. If you have a primary care provider that you normally see on a regular basis and you're more familiar with that primary care provider and you know that they will see you the same day, then that's also an option. But contemporaneous medical evidence is very important. Okay, and you want to make sure that you tell your medical provider that you had an accident on the job. If they leave that information out, the insurance carrier will also try to controvert the claim that way. And again, controvert means to deny. So just to make sure you have all of your ducks in a row and you want things done the right way and you want to make sure that you're compensated, you have to follow these steps. The next thing to do, if you don't do that first, is to call your lawyer, okay? The number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And why it's important to contact your attorney right away is because you want to make sure if you have to stay out of work due to your injury, you want to make sure that you are compensated for it. And often you will receive some information in the mail once the claim is filed from the insurance carrier and you may not know how to fill it out. You want to make sure you fill out those documents in the right way to make sure that you are compensated. You may need an attorney for that. Most of the time, they start off the case with a hearing and you will want an attorney to represent you at that hearing because, trust me, the insurance carrier will have their attorney there to represent them. So you don't want to go, you know, there and represent yourself if you don't know anything about workers' compensation law. And the best part about it is you don't have to pay the attorney out of pocket. You never, ever give a workers' compensation attorney any money out of pocket. They only get paid if there is money moving to you from the insurance carrier at a workers' compensation hearing. And they get out of that money from the insurance carrier moving. Why is it important to file a workers' compensation claim? Well, as you know, living in New York, the state of New York, I won't even say the city, is very expensive. And if you're out of work, you know, you don't want to lose sleep overnight wondering how are your bills going to get paid and how are your medical bills going to get paid and how are you going to feed your family and pay your rent or your mortgage or whatever else it is while you're trying to heal. So under the workers' compensation law, if you're injured and you're out of work for more than 7 consecutive days, you can get paid. You can get paid 2/3 of your average weekly wage. And that is tax-free money. Also, your medical expenses related to this injury that you received on the job will be paid for in full. If you need surgery, if you need physical therapy, chiropractic care, diagnostic tests, which is, you know, an x-ray, an MRI, a CT scan, all of that is paid for. If you need crutches, if you need sometimes transportation to and from your medical provider, that can also be paid for. If you need medication, if you need injections, whatever it is, as long as it relates to that injury on the job, you will have that paid for in full. You do not have to pay a copay and you do not use your regular insurance. When you're initially injured and you go to that first medical appointment, especially if you go to the hospital, remember that you do not give them your private insurance. You make sure and tell them that this is a work-related injury. They are to bill the insurance carrier. So if you have any questions regarding your workers' compensation claim, please give us a call today. The telephone number is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. This pertains to your injury being old or new. I just discussed if you have a new injury, what to do. But if you also had an existing workers' compensation claim and you never received any compensation for it, you can also give us a call. There's another component of workers' comp besides you getting your medical paid for and your wages paid at that two-third rate. If you injure an extremity, so that is a finger, a hand, a leg, an arm, or an ankle, toes, you can get a settlement check for any loss of range of motion to that body part a year after the date of accident or a year after surgery. So please give us a call today to find out more about your workers' compensation claim. It is also important to note that you have 2 years to file a workers' compensation claim. The statute of limitations on a workers' comp case is 2 years. So make sure that time does not run out on you. The telephone number is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Thank you.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855-768-8845.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a legal consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. April is recognized as National Stress Awareness Month, and the theme is anxiety. The negative impact of stress is reflected in our health and relationships. One of the biggest stress factors is financial issues. If creditors are harassing you, if you are dreading answering your phone, if the unpaid bills are piling up, ask the lawyer. Bankruptcy may be the solution for you. It may be your personal bailout. Call us now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And we leave you with a quote from William James. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.